The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
That's what I'm talking about. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Peter Carlin, TV critic and musical auteur. From the... How was that?
I don't know. Just a weird thing.
No, that's not a bad... It's not bad. Dude, I won't subject you to it. I was going to say this, though. There are people in this world who have heard the Tim Riley Factor's Christmas song, which is the first thing we did in our own defense, but still.
It's not good.
I mean, it's terrible. It's like scraping the bottom of the... It's like picking up the barrel and digging underneath the barrel.
Extent that my thing would ever sound even remotely, like, acceptable is all about the professionalism of Kevin Lorela, who produced it and put it together and cut and paste and cut out all the mistakes and squeezed it and did God knows what to make it sound normal.
Well, that's what we do. You know, we take 700 takes and get one good 3.5 minute song out of it somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we'll talk more about that here in a short while. We'll give more information on how they can pick up that CD that's Peter Ames Carlin on it to benefit the chillin'. So we'll talk more about that. We're going to do How Chicks Think here in just a short while with Peter Ames Carlin later on this hour. Today's top five, in light of the fact that it's the biggest shopping day of the year, we'll do top five songs with money in the title with Peter Ames Carlin. This, however, is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Eugene authorities keeping a close eye on off-campus apartment complexes that have generated more than 400 police calls in little more than a year. Police say out-of-control parties and fights are becoming so common that the University Commons apartments might become the site of this year's next beer riot. To prevent that, the department has increased patrols on weekends. Department officials are also reviewing the effectiveness of its special response fee program. It allows the city to charge residents for repeated calls to the same address. Tenants are dodging the fee by moving parties from apartment to apartment. According to police statistics, University Commons of Eugene generated 315 calls for police service from September 2002 to June 2003. From September to November this year, they've handled 111 calls at that same address.
They ought to do that. You know, if they did that at my place, that would make my life a lot easier. If they just started charging people every time the cops had to come out to bust up some, you know, some fisticuffs that are going on. Because it would have the added benefit of driving my neighbors into bankruptcy and getting them out of my apartment building into a shelter somewhere where they can safely be removed from the rest of decent society. We got this one. I don't know what the deal is with like, I don't know if it's built on an Indian burial ground or something, but it's like there's my landlord has got this apartment, you know, because there's the whole complex, and then one of them belongs to the landlord. And I guess it's like some rule, it's like some affirmative action or something, where it's like when you go to hire the landlord, it's got to be some trashy guy, balding, bad walrus mustache, big gut, and then like a daughter who's knocked up at 15. I don't know what it is. It's like a law. I don't know if it's some sort of Southeast Portland zoning ordinance or something. You got to have the skeezy daughter and the, you know, Mario Brothers looking landlord there. But then then every night, you know, about 1:30 in the morning, you can, and you know that thing too when you can hear the nondescript screaming that's coming through your walls and you can't really tell what they're fighting about, but it's just shattered crockery and raised voices.
Is this going on at your house?
Well, it's not like in my apartment.
No, but around, it's like, close around enough.
Me. Yeah, and so, but it's at that indistinct volume level where you can't really tell, like, what's actually going on. It's just sort of like, you're just sitting there, and I can see the pictures on my wall kind of rattling as the argument goes on.
You could move.
So, man, yeah.
I could lots of other places in the city to live.
I could do a lot of things.
Yeah, you've been talking
about
moving for a long time.
St. John's is a fine place.
Yeah, but you can't get out after 7 p.m., can you?
Well, you can't get anywhere on public transportation safely, no.
How are you getting here?
I borrowed the JJ van.
Well, don't they have bus lines that run out to...
They do, but on holidays you're going to have to switch inside a neighborhood that just isn't too good. Not mine.
Does Tim have Tim doesn't have his own transportation?
I used to.
Yeah, there was...
What happened?
That, well...
Don't they pay you guys at the station?
Not really. They pay us. Well, Tim, it's along... Tim at one point had a car.
Then Tim may have, like, he may have moral high ground in saying, you know what, I believe in public transportation. If I were you, that would be my story.
I believe in it during daylight hours.
Yeah, that's not when you have to switch off and murder Gulch, though, on the way back to your place.
I know.
No, there's Tim had a car, and then the car got destroyed, and then there's this, deal where he was
get hit by a meteor. got destroyed.
I drove it by mistake into a '66 Buick. It gave the Buick like a 2-inch scratch, and totally destroyed my Ford Escort.
Oh.
And then we had this deal though, several people, Richard Nunn, Ian Gordon, Tim Riley, were getting a new car every week from the dealerships, and then that thing sort of imploded too. It was a whole series of reversals happening here at the station. So
yeah, the people no longer call us and return phone calls or emails. We fell off the face of the earth.
It adds to our quirky, folksy appeal.
Yeah.
That we're, you know, don't have any, we're broke.
Nice.
This makes us relatable.
Are you guys sure you're on the air? Because no one's calling. I can't help noticing that.
No, there's like four people listening today, man. It's Friday.
Is that right? Well, one of them should pick up the phone and call. What's the number?
We got nothing. I don't know. The phone's even on today.
They are, but yeah.
503.
No, there's like three people listening today, all of whom are just bedridden and can't change. We had, like, you have a larger number of people, I think, listening on, like, Thanksgiving than you'd expect today. No one. There's no one.
Maybe they're all driving here and there.
They're all drunk still. They're sleep. Here's what people are doing today. They're shopping. They're like Justin, Sarah's boyfriend, who, to quote Justin, didn't really believe those stories that a lot of people shop today, and so got up at the crack of dawn to go to Circuit City.
Well, you can't actually believe it until you see exactly how many people are there. It's
insane. The lines are
I've seen how people are calling just
see
to
what
dance.
I'm saying?
Two of them.
They're calling to dance like monkeys for you, Peter.
That's two more than we had a couple minutes ago.
That's like, you're like the king. Get in here. Amuse
there's
me.
There's more callers now. All you got to do is ask.
He's like the Jerry Lewis to get these.
That's right.
Please.
You're not calling. Little Jimmy can't walk.
Sit down, you bloated mess.
Have you no shame?
All right. Yeah, see. Okay, now we have
see,
to...
look at this now.
Now I have to talk to these... Hold on. Let's, all right. Hey, Hot Talk to Nettie KTK. Who's this?
This is Wayne in Gresham.
Wayne, what's going on in Gresham, brother?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and give Rick some love because I'm listening.
Excellent. God bless you. You out shopping today, Wayne?
No, I got up and went to work this morning. Don't feel bad.
Where do you work at? What do you want to give him a shout-out?
Elmer Sanitary Service.
Excellent. God love you.
I'm a garbage man.
All right. Well, you know, the country travels on you, sir. Without you, this nation grinds to a halt.
There'll be a lot of people complaining.
Right. Yeah, seriously. Excellent. Well, Wayne.
Never waits.
Wayne, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, brother.
You too, bud.
All right. Thank you for listening. There you go. All right. See?
Yeah. See, that was cool.
I swear, what's that?
Should I pick this one up or are you?
I don't know, but Peter's just whipped people into calling for no reason.
Are we going to do What Chicks Think?
Oh, yeah, we got to do that too. All right, Tim, you want to finish out the news?
Now I got a couple of things here. Hey, kids. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is recruiting members for its Explorer program. You're going to be between 14 and 21. You'll be searching for missing people, downed aircraft, and evidence in major crimes. You might even get on that the best cable access show, Cop Talk, too.
Oh, those man, guys from, I can't get enough of that show, yeah.
Yep. So those guys are on there. So I think these are the same people, so kids join up. Those cops are pretty cool.
All right.
Paris Hilton in the news. She's avoided the embarrassment of having half the world see her having sex with ex-squeeze Rick Solomon. Is that not so? Spies say Paris knew the tapes were being shot to internet porn entrepreneur Roger Valdez in July and had restraining orders drawn up, but never pulled the trigger. Nobody knows why.
Well, that's a mistake on her part.
Well, I mean, you just gotta know at this point that if some guy, you're getting ready to slob some guy's knob and he said, no, hold on, I've gotta set up the video camera.
You're
first.
Famous, right? Let me set up my camera.
But I won't do anything. It'll just be an act of love between you and I. I mean, you can no longer pretend to be, you know, ignorant of such things at this point in American society.
But just in terms of just a little, What Chicks Think preview.
Yeah.
When she picks up a cell phone call in the middle of the act of love,
seriously,
she's thinking that it's not going well.
Exactly. That's like sitting there and reading the collected works of James Joyce or something while your boyfriend's just in there pounding away thinking he's doing something.
Thinking he's
getting something done. Meanwhile, you're just counting ceiling tiles, just wondering what color you're going to repaint the bathroom, you know?
Oh, listen to this. She stepped out Saturday night at Club Lingerie in L.A. for a rock concert disguised in a long brown wig. She's now back in New York and looked very angry during the whole flight back from L.A. Tuesday afternoon because she had to fly coach. United wouldn't upgrade her.
You know, I would just, I, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you have some sort of a pay-per-view special where she's just being killed by wild dogs. I'll be there. It doesn't matter, man. Screw her.
Next news, when it happens, I am Tim Riley.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's time for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think with Peter Carlin, yeah. The Oregonian.
This is going to go really well.
All right,
we got some calls.
All right, so this is actually a question. This is something we were talking about during one of the breaks earlier on in the show. And this is something we would normally ask Jolie from the front desk, or in her stead, we would ask Kristen from accounting. Today, you. We were talking during the break, and the question, and we'll leave the names out of it. We won't identify anybody who might have prompted or been the genesis of this question. Okay. But the question came up that if there's somebody you're just boinking, but that you don't have a serious relationship with, you know what I mean? Somebody who's just just your F pal.
Yeah, sure.
The question is, do you get that if it's just like a booty call thing? Do you get that person something for Christmas? And then what do you get them? That doesn't escalate it in their mind to relationship. In other words, what do you give that's enough that they'll keep banging you, but not so much that they're going to think that suddenly you have feelings for them?
Well, as a woman, I have to say, I think you get get into the cultural realm. Buy her a record, or buy this person, because it could be a girl talking about a guy. A great CD. Say a fundraising CD with Christmas themed, supporting the schools. You could do that, or a book, a nice book or something. I mean, I think there's a whole realm of things that you can buy which don't necessarily shout out romance.
Yes, Peter Carlin's CD to benefit children should be the preferred gift for your casual sex partner.
That'll put them in the mood.
The mood for love.
They'd realize.
In fact, I strongly encourage all of you to have the sound of Peter Carlin's voice on in the background the next time you're having sexual intercourse. It's perfect.
Yeah, right. Usually only my wife has that experience. And then she says, shut up!
All right, so I'm saying for me, I'm just saying if I was to say it, it's all about, what is that place? What is that, the Body Works place? Or it's like, here, have a loofah.
What, Bath and Body Works?
Whatever, it's like a scrub.
You don't buy a girl a loofah?
Or, whatever.
And that could theoretically have connotations.
A scrubbing lotion.
That's
here
true,
because
if you buy her lotion, she's going to think you want to rub it all over her.
Well, you do.
That's why you just get her the gift certificate. So it's somebody
your bank. It's a booty call.
Yeah,
you do want to rub it all over.
That's more of a romantic gift.
Is it?
Than anything else. Uh-huh.
Buy her something to Spartacus. Fantasy. Buy her a gift certificate to Fantasy, providers and purveyors of fine adult novelty.
Yeah, that actually would work too, because if you both have the same kind of dirty little mind, then she would understand exactly where it was coming from. She would understand what the boundaries of the relationship.
And buying her a gift certificate to a porn place, if that's not the way to say please marry me. And she knows that. Every woman knows that. So,
it depends. That might be a fun marriage.
Well, but if she said, look, if you buy a woman a big gift certificate to a porn shop and she says, oh, I want to marry you too, then you might actually stop and consider that you might want to do that. That might actually be something
be
you want
to pursue
at that point.
The best possible thing to do.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like,
that would be cool.
Yeah, all right. So that's your professional opinion?
On that issue, yeah. All right, is there another question?
No, that's pretty much
that's it.
There's
that's the whole
exciting
thing.
Edition of How Chicks Think. That's pretty much it. Now we can't make people quit calling.
Yes, it's a good thing.
All these people. All right. Oh, it's a good friend, Carl the Gooseman. What's up, Carl?
Hey, I'm listening. I give a shout out to the golf course that I work for that I got off of earlier today. I tried to set up a tournament, the first annual Rick Emerson golf tournament, which Matt squashed. So you probably never heard about it.
No. Most of the great things that are offered to me, I never see or get because of Matt.
Yeah. Well. Hey, I'm listening and, sucking down some suds and, just having a great time.
Excellent. God bless you. All
okay,
right.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, there you go. This is Carl the Gooseman. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Just a second, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got the top five coming up. Top five songs with money in the title in honor of today, the biggest spending and shopping day of the year. We're also going to talk about the new Paris Hilton show. By the way, if you do have a comment, question, whatever, about television, your favorite television program, questions about television happenings or what have you, Peter Carlin, TV critic from the Oregonian and singer of fine songs for the children, is here to answer those questions at 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Speaking of things you got to buy for the music lover in your life, we've been talking about this, for several weeks now. Hands down, it's like one of the five best CDs of this year. Probably the best CD we've heard of this show all year. It is, it's called The One That Got Away. It's the new CD from our good friends, the Dry County Crooks. This song is called Average Man. It's the best damn thing you've ever heard. So, the Dry County Crooks on Hot Talk, the 98K. We're going to be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show, the day after Thanksgiving.
live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, there you go, the Dry County Crooks. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Peter Carlin's just run away. He was just here moments ago.
Ugh.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-737-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Coming up here in just a few, we got today's top five. Top five songs with money in the title in honor of this, the biggest shopping day of the year. Hey, tomorrow, Northwest Royale, 6. Hey, 6, those guys are great. 6, a band we just got turned on to last week. Gudgeon, Fellow Betrayed, all that stuff at the Tonic tomorrow. Tonic's at 31st and Sandy, right across from Fantasy Video Purveyors of Fine Pornography. 8 p.m., $5. $5 at the door tomorrow, the Tonic, 8 p.m. Go catch that action. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. In a second, Peter Carlin will be back from wherever he's run away to, and we'll ask him. He's got a Paris Hilton scoop. We'll get to it here in a second. I guess in the moment we'll just take random unscreened phone calls. Hello, random caller number 40. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Oh, just hanging out. And I wanted to let you know that, you know, you do have listeners out here. It's just that we're, like, all hungover so bad we can't focus on the little numbers on the phone to be able to call in.
Well, that's what I was all saying. Right. It's like everybody's just sleeping it off today, man. I mean, I was out last night. Joe was just doing some low-key festivities. And, I mean, even the low-key festivities involving three people or whatever that I was involved with last night, I think ended up with 6 bottles of wine being consumed.
Really?
So,
and I see no problem with that.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's like the sound of my voice is a great, you know, grating and annoying under the best of circumstances. So I can't imagine looking at everything through an alcohol-filled haze and then having to hear my nasal ass coming through the air. So.
Well, I kind of had a question for Peter about whatever happened to Crossing Jordan. Because, you know, I've got this thing with Jill Hennessy that just, you know,
that just won't quit.
Peter Carlin, Crossing Jordan.
Yeah, you know what? I think they, somebody actually wrote me the other day and said, what's up with that show? And I realized I had no idea. So I looked. It's still on the website, on the NBC website, which means it still exists in their mind. I think they're going to bring it back mid-season. I think that's the deal. Like, they were, for whatever reason, they were just going to sit
on it. Is that code, though, for...
Not necessarily, because I think that, well, it's not code for this is the hugest hit we have, obviously. But maybe they wanted to give a few other things a shot, and then, of course, all their stuff kind of went south. So I think they'll be happy to bring it back. It was like
They could ditch one of those, you know, reality programs and put something decent on, because the soundtrack alone to Crossing Jordan was hot.
Yeah, and she's easy to look at. Yeah. And it's got the white shadow in it.
I want to do things to her that just aren't legal in most states. That's just me.
Okay, well, you know... Okay, I won't tell Antonin Scalia about it. All right, there you go. Thanks for listening, man. I appreciate it. Let's get Michelle in Hillsborough. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
What's up? How are you, Rick? Happy post-turkey day.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No turkey weekend would be complete without a call into your radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, what's up?
Well, I have a question for Peter.
Yes.
Yo, I'm here.
And I want to know what happened to the Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire.
How sad is it that all of these calls start with, whatever happened to, because it's like everybody's favorite shows get taken away.
Okay, explain that to
me. It got canceled.
The bastards in power.
Because the people, the peeps didn't watch it.
Like, Brotherhood of Poland, who did that show? Who was behind that show? It was somebody
David
notable.
E. Kelly.
Dave Kelly,
yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And it was, you know, it had Chris Penn and Randy Quaid and... You know, it was a little cheesy, but it was good.
It was wonderfully acted.
With the brothers
really cool.
who didn't know they were brothers?
No, they were brothers. They knew they were brothers, and they all met together in, you know, the coffee shop and ate pie and watched each other get big.
Yeah.
All the time. And then had, you know, goofy wives. But there was always a little message. I thought, and Chris Penn, who knew?
And he's, it was a really cool show. I was very impressed.
But the great,
yeah, I was too.
The great thing is, though, I mean, well, not the great thing, but I mean, the small consolation, though, is at least most of that stuff now will come out on DVD, so at least the extant episodes you will probably be able to own at some point.
Well, for me,
possibly,
now,
but they only had, like, three episodes
on
the air.
Well, that's the thing about Skin, is they only had 8, I think.
I just don't get how the one thing I just really don't understand, and probably some guy, you know, works in a big office in L.A. could sit me down and explain it to me, but, like, back in the old days, even if you flopped, you would get half a season to flounder for people to find you. And now it's like, dude, if you're not making it, I swear to God, I get these overnight ratings reports, and you can tell, like, when something comes out and it didn't do well,
it's gone.
They will say the buzz instantly is that is not going to be around.
Yep.
And then it's like, unless it does dramatically better, But it's just all about audience retention and the various demographics and who's sticking around and who isn't sticking around.
Well, even with, I mean, and I've heard, I haven't seen it, I've heard it actually is a pretty mediocre film, but I mean, it's like you look at the Matrix Revolutions, which I mean, for whatever, you know, comes out and makes money hand over fist, and whether or not it ended up being a bad movie, immediately because it did not shatter every record on earth, it was, you know, it was doomed, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy at some point, especially with television shows.
Yeah, but
that,
you know,
might take a while.
Matrix Revolutions, no, that sucker's gonna make a ton of money. Yeah. Well, because they're gonna, you know, because the thing is, it's like there's enough, like, guys who got way into the first couple ones, they're gonna watch it, then they're gonna, you know, release it overseas, and they're gonna watch it in Czechoslovakia for the next 8 months.
All right. Hey,
Rick, before I go, I wanted to let you know that I couldn't wait to come into my classroom today and turn on the radio and listen to you.
Oh, this is Michelle.
Yes.
You were at Eddie Izzard. You sent me the email,
yes,
right?
I know. I scoped you out so bad.
Michelle, who is the school teacher, you were up on the balcony at Eddie Izzard.
I was,
Excellent.
And I was making goo-goo eyes at somebody that I thought was you,
well,
much to my chagrin.
Well, who the hell was that guy?
I don't know, but he was just kind of, you know, and I thought, oh man, I still got it.
I missed having goo goo eyes made at me by a school teacher?
Yeah, so how good is that?
Let me ask you this, what celebrity would you say you most resemble, Michelle?
Oh my goodness. Now or then?
Well, you know, whichever is going to make me happier, doesn't matter.
Most celebrity. Oh, like Halle Berry, maybe?
Oh, in the name of.
Yeah, I need some private schooling if you
want. You need to shut the hell up.
Tutor,
I'm
need to
a
do.
Very good tutor. I lots of languages. The romance language.
I speak the international language.
I'm semi-fluent in German, but always looking to, you know, get better at French. So.
I'm looking to study...
French. Like, we could do French. We could do Spanish, a little Italian.
I'm looking to study my Longfellow. And,
yeah, well, I wouldn't want to see your shortcomings.
Thank you for calling,
okay,
Michelle.
Okay, honey, you have a good
one. Have a good weekend. All right, there you go. There's Michelle. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
School teacher that looks like Halle Berry. Does it get any better than that?
Yeah, I'm going to go. It'll be better when I kill myself later, so I don't have to. Phil in Northeast Portland, what's up?
What's happening, man? Brotherhood of Poland rules.
Yeah, or did.
Yeah, right, yeah. It rules from beyond the grave.
Yeah. So check it out. For those people that don't think people are out shopping, I went to Best Buy this morning because they had 5 DVDs for $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-hour wait to get checked out.
That's insane. No, number of DVDs is worth that.
Yeah. I know. So we put them down and cruised. But hey, we saw Bad Santa last night.
And I hear great things about that.
It is utterly fantastic.
The Low made the greatest comment. Low said that he laughed, but every time he laughed, he could feel it staining his soul a little bit more.
You are not kidding. It evoked several different emotions, and it did it beautifully.
Yeah. Co-written by the Coen brothers.
You know, there were actually children there. People brought their children. I don't know. They must not have heard about this film. But
it's their own fault.
It was as lewd and vulgar as they get.
It's their own fault, man. You take your kids to that, you deserve their therapy bills.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it, man. All right. That's Phil. Let's get one more. Let's talk to our friend, the lovely and talented Kristen in accounting, who joins us now on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, sister?
Well, hello.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I kind of have to disagree with Peter.
Okay.
The hell you do. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
With your, you know, your buddy, as you were talking about before, the Houch Spank segment, you know, I always have to bully or anybody else. But you don't, you know, for an, as Tom calls it, an uck buddy.
Yes.
Don't go with the gift.
What do you do? You gotta.
You do nothing. You do nothing because any gift giving implies a kind of commitment of some sort.
Huh.
To the woman.
Whoa. Okay. See, this is why I shouldn't have been doing that segment in the first place.
Well, you asked.
I know. I wanted to. I'm not saying I didn't want to do it. I was just saying it was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, most of
I'm not saying it wasn't my idea.
Women will always misunderstand. No matter what kind of gift you get them, they will always assume it means more than it does.
Yeah. No, that is true. Look, the thing is, women are either going to read it in or they're not. And if they're going to read something in, they're going to do it regardless. So, all right.
Yeah.
Hey. Which was your Thanksgiving satisfactory here yesterday with the corn and the turkey and the hey?
Yes, it was lovely. I had a fabulous time.
Cool. All right, enjoy your weekend. There's the lovely and talented Kristen in accounting. We're going to come back with today's top five songs with money in the title with Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Ripping adversary with a brass bell buckle. Born in the ghetto, hard like metal. Got an 87 deck with a fat gas pedal. Live on the
on the gloomy. If not, I got childhood stars in the streets of my life. Girls laugh, now they're begging to be mixed up my wife. The new breed is here, vigilantes of rap. Got eyes like fire with my boys in my back. Now I'm back for revenge and the rumors must end. Quickie breathing is out, cool music is in. A lot of dummies getting money just for slapping their hands. Not the style or desire of a true Iron Man.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, this is more music from the CD that Peter Carlin brought us in today. The name of the CD is School Holiday. It's from, and it's, and all the money from this goes to support the arts programs and education.
Well, not necessarily arts programs, but the public schools. Public schools. Schools in general. Public schools, I think, generally mostly for everybody. But everyone kind of gets to decide which little charity they want it to go to or which school-related cause you want to support.
And among the artists in here, Peter Carlin does the version of Jingle Bells we played earlier. You can find out more at MediaUnion.org.
Yes.
MediaUnion.org. We'll have all that up on the website later on. It's time for today's Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire!
Wah! Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy.
I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And as we dive headfirst into the glorious, disgusting ritual of holiday shopping and all that it entails, we reflect on cash, paper, moolah, and dead presidents. Yes, it's the engine that drives our country and makes the world go round. These are the all-time top five songs about money. An honorable mention going to Cyndi Lauper and Money Changes Everything.
Originally done by The Brains. This is kind of the definitive version of the song. This is the top five songs of money in the title. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper is a criminally underrated singer. Not like she's incredibly groundbreaking or anything. Great voice, though.
Yeah, distinctive.
Grange, you know, really knew how to belt it out there.
Yeah.
Great behind the music, too.
Was there a good behind the music with
her? Great behind the
music.
What
was the story?
It's, again, the whole thing of the record company. You know, the same thing, trying to shove her into a certain mold. And they spend great amounts of time talking about, I think, Kodak trying to use True Colors for commercial, and they had the most bitter fight about that, about how she didn't want it used for a commercial, but it was over her objections.
Well, she didn't write the tune, right?
Right, that's why, yeah.
Was it the Hooters, the guy in that band?
Yeah, Mike Hazard, I think.
Yeah.
And at number 5, Money, That's What I Want.
Recorded by numerous people, written by Berry Gordy.
That's right. Actually, Berry Gordy co-wrote it with the secretary from Motown. It was her tune, and I think
Did she get credit?
Yeah, she did. I think she did. She may even be the primary composer on it.
God, what a great song.
And this performance in particular.
Definitive.
Yeah.
Your loving gives me a thrill.
God, listen to that.
Your loving don't pay my bills.
Just that rasp, man.
Yeah.
Just that raw growl.
The urgency in his voice. He's not screwing around.
Most of the Beatles movies have been pretty bad, but that movie Backbeat?
Yeah.
That was a fantastic. That's like the best biopic ever.
It is.
The soundtrack is unbelievable, man. Those guys, that all-star band, just, man, they nailed it. Listen to that. Right there.
Yeah.
God damn.
Number 4, Pink Floyd with Money.
A song I never need to hear again. Ever.
Yeah, I hate this song.
I don't ever remember. Here's the thing. I just don't ever remember hearing this song for the first time and it being new. Like, you know, you have that stage where it's like something's new and then it's all... I think I went, like, in one day from never having heard the song to being sick of it. I mean, I suppose it's a good song, but I can't even tell anymore.
This song is cool when you're watching, you know, The Wizard of Oz along with Dark Side of the Moon, because this song comes on right when it turns from black and white to color.
Yeah.
She's opening the world, the door.
It's vanilla corporate rock. It even qualifies as that.
Whoa. Hello.
Tim Riley, represent.
Only because I've played it like 5,000 times.
Yeah.
Right, number three is AC and DC, Money Talks.
When I saw these guys in the Seattle Center, the Coliseum right there with the Space Needle.
What was that?
90? 91?
Yeah.
They're going to play this song, Money Talks, and suspend it over the audience with these big canisters of AC/DC dollars with Angus Young's face in the center.
So neat.
Yeah.
I saw them play there in 1978.
Damn.
Yeah, they
right
were
on
the
Highway to Hell era.
Right? Yeah, Bon Scott was still with them. It was them and Cheap Trick and both bands opening for...
Yes.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
And just to be rude, Ted Nugent.
I was born too late.
Yeah.
Bon Scott, was it great?
In a sense. We didn't know who they were, you know? It was like, ooh, these Australian headbanging weirdos.
Well, they're kind
bring
of...
Bring on terrible Ted. Let's get a little stranglehold.
Huge!
Yes.
At number two, the OJs for the love of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you see, this is great.
The Bullet Boys, that hideous version that Bullet Boys did, like, 89.
Yeah,
terrible. That hair metal version.
You cannot beat 70s soul.
No. We were just playing Sly and the Family Stone yesterday. Thank you for letting me be myself. Yeah. Come on, thank you. This is a sound that will... I mean, they ought to eliminate the term soul and R&B now after this, because they can't
retire and send it up to the rafters.
Yeah, I mean... How are you going to make anything better than this?
Yeah.
It's just greasy sounding, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a beautiful sound.
Number one, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
I wonder if Pink Floyd ever sued them for this intro. But listen to that, man. One of the all-time guitar liftoffs. That's another song that it's hard to hear fresh because it got so overplayed.
Yeah.
God damn, man. What a way to open a record.
You know, Knopfler called Eddie Van Halen to find out how he rewired his guitar to make it sound like this.
Really?
And that's how he got that sound.
And he plays it with a peso, I think. He plays it with a coin.
Is that right?
He's playing with a coin, not a pig, which he stole from Billy Gibbons.
Well, look at that, yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
I thought he was a finger picker. But on this song, though, I believe he's using a coin because he heard that Billy Gibbons did it in ZZ Top, like on the Grand or something.
Wow. Martin Knopfler is a vastly underrated guitar player.
Is he
because he's not flashy, you know?
He's a terribly distinctive player, though. I mean, like in the 80s, he was right up there. For the moment Dire Straits hit in 78, 79 with Soul to Swing,
yeah.
He instantly was in the pantheon of guitar players.
And even his side projects, the Notting Hill Billies,
yeah.
The soundtrack to The Princess Bride. All that great, real subtle, understated picking.
He did a really cool soundtrack in the early 80s for a movie called Local Hero that has a great theme song. It turned up on one of the Dire Straits live albums from the early 80s. But it's a fantastic, the theme to Local Hero, just a beautiful, lyrical little tune.
He's what my friend Ken calls tasty. His playing is tasty.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there. It's Friday.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Thank you.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Did you know that Paul Simon wore a toupee?
Yeah, for like 20 years. 15 years at least.
I've seen. Man, you know, that's kind of some consolation when you're like Elton John, you know, and you can't get real hair, you can't get fake hair that works. Because that guy tried for like 20 years, he's got $1 billion, and he can't get hair that works.
Well, why does he keep, his thing is he could have gone with, I mean, I think he just made no bones about it. Everybody knew that he was bald.
Could have gone with the fringe.
And he went with a full-on page boy, thick Dutch, whatever the hell that is.
He should have just gone with the town, the Picard, you know, the Surrey with the fringe on top. He should have just gone with that.
He did that for a little while.
We didn't even talk about Paris Hilton or The Simple Life.
That's
we need
a
longer show.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a big thing on them. It's going to be it's a brutal hit piece. It's going to run on Tuesday.
Excellent. Everybody, a brutal hit piece on Paris Hilton's The Simple Life.
You're going in on Tuesday.
Hey, if you want to find out more about School Holiday, which is a CD that Peter Carlin's involved with, raising money for schools, costs $12. $10 goes directly to schools, including Christmas classics like A Little Town, The First Noel, Jingle Bells, as performed by Peter Carlin. So you can go to MediaUnion.org. MediaUnion.org. Order ship the same day, and there's a discount if you buy in bulk. MediaUnion.org. We'll put that on the website later on today, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. They had like a million things. I had this whole, look at this, a list. Here's the things we didn't get to. Paris Hilton. I didn't make my point about Mark David, about the guy who can be remained on the guy who cannot, right. He who cannot be named. We didn't talk about Michael Jackson. We didn't talk about this article we saw. We were just watching this thing. They're trying to put Reagan's picture on the dime.
Jesus Christ. You know.
Can we just paint him into the Last Supper, too?
Yeah, while we're at it.
Show him healing a leper.
I mean, I don't get it. FDR, I mean, say what you will about Reagan.
For a minute, I was
going to
say
Ed Reagan. It's got nothing to do with Reagan, but FDR is one of the legitimately heroic best presidents of all time. And, you know, good God.
You want to put Reagan's face on something doing with currency? They ought to just put it like over the national debt where it ticks
down. Seriously, on the debt clock?
In
right
Times
next
Square.
To the debt clock, there'd be Reagan's big
Or, you know, like Woodrow Wilson is on the $100,000 bill. Like, Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. Screw him. Nobody's got good feelings about Woodrow Wilson.
F that guy. F Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
F him and his wrinkled
dead ear. Or just like,
thanks
for your service on this bill. Now we're going to hand it over to this clown for a little while. See what he can do with it.
Peter Carlin, you can read him in print in the Oregonian or online at OregonLive.com. And again, the CD, School Holiday, available at MediaUnion.org. $12, $10 goes directly to the children. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, again Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, Eddie Murphy, Alec Baldwin, Tony Cox, Paris Hilton, Hillary Clinton, Kristen from accounting, et cetera, so on and so forth. Everybody who was here yesterday for the Thanksgiving celebration. Have a safe weekend. We got Likas next, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 and Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis at 10. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producers, 1F Matt Peterson. As always, thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. We will see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Bye.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.